Yes, hear ye, hear ye. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Office is located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. I'm Alex. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports and ask in a prospectus from those stories. And he's going to let us know if he's going buying or selling the prospectus, or there is also a pending option, which he chooses to use sometimes. So here's the deal with the Blazers, Steve.
What's the deal?
They are the hottest team in basketball. Toronto has a 9-game win streak, but the Blazers just won their 10th in a row yesterday with a win over Miami. In that 10-game streak, they have 2 wins over Golden State, 1 over Minnesota, 1 over Utah, 1 over Oklahoma City, then a bunch of scrubs, including the Knicks. But it's an impressive streak. I know, low blow. More impressive, Portland is now ranked 5th in the NBA in opponents' points per game and are 15th in the league in points per game offensively. The narrative has always been that Portland is bad on defense, but that might not be the case, really. And teams are starting to learn the hard way right now to underestimate Damian Lillard. Also, Zach Collins coming into his own. Nurk is still inconsistent. CJ is CJ. The role players are kind of balling right now. So they're a 3 seed by a game and a half over Oklahoma City. The prospectus. Every team has streaks, but do you buy or sell that Portland can keep this up and contend in the West?
They're a 3 seed? I've got them beating Missouri. Michigan.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry. Wrong event. what was the prospectus again? I was too busy being a smartass.
So every team has streaks. Do you buy or sell that Portland can keep theirs up and contend in the West?
Contend in the West. I think they could end up with home court edge in the West. I think they could win a series in the West. I think they have a chance of pushing Houston or Golden State. I do think that they've emerged as their bench is legit. They play Cleveland tomorrow, and that's at home. I don't consider them a contender, but they're better than I thought. So it's a sell with kind of a wink and a smile emoji.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. NFL free agency is always fun and has seen a flurry of activity in the last 24 hours. Huge names changing locales. Biggest one, Kirk Cousins, who became the highest paid player in the league, snatching away $86 million guaranteed on a 3-year deal from the Vikings. Now, he is a very good quarterback, having put up big numbers for the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. the last few years. But Pete Prisco of CBS Sports was grading all of the free agent signings so far, gave Cousins to Minnesota a C+. His point is that he doesn't believe Cousins is a top 10 quarterback, let alone worth the most guaranteed money ever, let alone $12 million more than Case Keenum is apparently worth. So what say you? The prospectus, Kirk Cousins is not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Wow. I'll tell you what, forget the money because it's all monopoly money. These guys, the owners have it. Again, we've gone through this a million times. The owner of fill-in-the-blank team isn't clipping coupons because he gave out $80 million guaranteed to his quarterback. Top 10, is he as good as Wentz, Brady, Ryan, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Wilson? You want to know something? I think you could make a case
Wilson!
He's one of the...
Wilson!
It totally fits.
Don't know, are we sold on Goff at this point because he had one really good season? You know, Prescott came down. I think it's reasonable to say that based on his last 3 years, you could make a case for his being one of the top 10 quarterbacks. I'll buy that.
So that's a sell for you because the perspective was he is not a top 10 quarterback.
Oh, man. He's right at it. I mean, Cam Newton, who are you going to take over him? Flacco, Eli, Breeze, Wilson, Roethlisberger, Stafford, Ryan, Brady, Wentz. It's killing me. I'm telling you, I think he's like 9th, 10th, or 11th. So what do I need to do here?
Pick one, for God's sake.
Sell it. Sell it, for the love of God.
The Packers made a couple moves yesterday that will greatly change their offense. First, they signed Jimmy Graham to play tight end for $30 million over 3. Then they decided to part ways with one of the best wideouts they've ever had in Jordy Nelson. Nelson won't have to wait long to sign with anyone, but Graham isn't exactly young and virile either. He turns 32 next season and has been injured several times over over the last few years, saw his numbers take a huge dip when he left New Orleans for Seattle. Jordy Nelson, 32 years old right now, has had a torn ACL and a shoulder injury under his belt in the last few years. So the prospectus, Green Bay's offense is better after these moves.
Well, Nelson also turns 33 before the season starts.
It's like during the season or something like that.
Yeah. He only averaged 9 yards a catch last year, but of course, he only had Rodgers for 7. Graham now going to turn 32, yep. And in that offense, his numbers also dipped from 14, 15 yards a carry down to 9. So I actually think it's a push. I think Rodgers will maybe have a bit of a revival. So, yeah, I'm going to sell that. I don't see how they got better.
Tiger Woods had a heck of a Valspar championship last week. Dude went out and finished in a tie for second place. Had a shot at the win, but just couldn't get it done. That said, second place finish for Tiger is a big deal for the sport. Valspar championship became NBC's highest rated non-major golf tournament in the last 5 years, was the biggest non-Masters TV audience. There's no denying golf in the PGA needs Tiger, but is Tiger really back? In 2018, he has played in 4 tournaments, missed 1 cut, 3 top 25 finishes, 1 top 10, has earned a little under $800,000 in winnings, and we have heard zero complaints about back or knee pain and any of the other substance issues that kept him off the tour for a while. So the prospectus, simply, Tiger Woods is back.
I'm going to go pending on this because I want to see him play in one more tournament before the Masters. That was a good, not a great field. I like the way he played. His driving, he's starting to harness it a little bit more. He was not great on the approach or with the putter, but he's never coming back to what Tiger was. But can he contend on regular PGA Tour events, and could he contend in the majors? That remains to be seen. This is kind of a vintage pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
It's just nice to be able to use that every once in a while. Chemezi Metu of USC has decided to follow the lead of some of the best college football players in the nation when faced with postseason play. Trojans made the NIT. Metu, who is projected to be a late pick in the first round in the draft, decided to sit the whole thing out. Metu led USC with nearly 16 points, 8 rebounds per game this year. And if he ended up getting hurt in the tournament, surely would have hurt his draft stock. Don't call me Shirley. Heck, it could have led him to come back to school next year, God forbid. But it also paints him in a negative light in terms of, you know, being a good teammate and stuff like that. Some could say he's abandoning them at the end of his career for personal gains. So the prospectus, you pretty much side with football players who sit out bowl games. You buy or sell, this is a good move for Chemezi Metu.
It's the NIT. It's the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl of college basketball. If he thinks I'm going to be a top 4 or 5 pick, and if I tweak my knee, all of a sudden I'm in the second round, I have no problem with that whatsoever, so buy it.
All right, last one here. Minor League Baseball implementing new pace of play rules. They announced today that there will be new rules for pitch clocks, mound visits, automatic base runners, and more. Of course, the thinking would be to test it out at lower levels to see if they'll work for the bigs. Mound visits for AAA limited to 6 per game, 8 for AA, 10 for single A. Pitchers will now have 15 seconds to throw a pitch when no one is on base, 20 when someone is, and the clock starts when the pitcher has the ball in the circle. Failure to do so will result in a ball for the hitter. And at the beginning of the 10th inning, a base runner will be placed at second base to start each inning that follows. So if the leadoff hitter is the 5th hitter in the order, the cleanup guy will be on base, for example. That's a lot of big changes. So the prospectus, you buy or sell any of these rule changes reaching the bigs eventually?
Only the Molina rule, where every inning is started with a Molina on second base. That's not really an option. I think we might get one. This second base thing is stupid. If it actually moves the game along and adds an element of intrigue, they may consider it. I think Manfred's a little progressive, more progressive than what we've had during the C-League era. So, yeah, I'm going to lightly buy that.